Janine.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Doing great. Thank God, in peace. My recovery is going very well. Thank God.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I just have a nice dinner. I decided not to bother Deepa today because it's Sunday. So I created a field rate under the table.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, what we need to do is just create a view. Did I have the opportunity to explain for you what is a view?
Sorry, what is that?
Did I have the opportunity to tell you to explain what is a view on the Postgres?
View as in V-I-E-W.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay. So that's very critical, okay? So as you already know, using our concept of extended table is very, very painful, okay? Because mm-hmm. you have to create this extra, the same ID, you need to copy and separate table, blah, blah, blah. So you cannot mm-hmm. repeat the column that is in the head until the extension. So, but what you don't know is that you can just create a SQL code and then you can join both tables and make them one single table
mm-hmm.
as a view.
Mm-hmm.
In the view, as you, for example, can you open the data grip?
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Okay, so if you see under the pub, the schema,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're gonna see that I create a product plus view. So we have a table called products, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have another table of product called videos, another one for audio, so whatever, okay? You mm-hmm. also have the plane, the products plane table, just a plane, no? It's just products, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But if you check the product view, the PDX plus view, you're going to see that it's joining other tables, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you open the document, let me open the documentation, quick documentation. Can you right-click and then check the code? You right-click and inside the data grip, you need to click the PDX, PDTX.
Yeah, and then quick documentation, you need that.
So you can see that we have we just have SQL creating that view.
Mm-hmm.
We select any columns that you may need, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you define, okay, do that as blah blah blah, so then you can create, and then you ask for the join.
Mm-hmm.
So the join, you just join the products and the product extension table.
Mm-hmm.
So what that mean, any moment you click that particular view, after that you click inside the data grip,
yeah, mm-hmm.
you have the whole combo, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is that handy?
Yeah, that's right.
So that what that mean that you can define a little view, you can create a little view as under a filter. You can this view you see will be permanent. We can create and then you can find the view in the same column that we mm-hmm. have the table.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm trying to explain?
Yeah, I do.
So it's extremely powerful. Okay, extremely powerful, and also, the moment that you double click the view, you're going to see the whole table as if you have a regular table.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, for security reasons, the view needs to be some fine-tuning so you can edit inside the view if you need.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need to do fine-tuning with Deepa because this view is very straightforward because every view that we create under the extended table, the relationship is one by one. Do you know that, right?
Yeah. So you mean, Paul, which one should I use when I track?
No, no. For now, you need to use the source table. The way you are doing, it would be painful until you understand how to work in this stuff.
Okay.
But we need to use the opportunity to use, and then you need to see that the columns you have under the head table is not present under the extension table. So what I did, I saw that Deepa created a extended description. So she have a description column in the head table, right?
Yeah.
And she also had a description column under the extension table. We cannot have that. Okay, we cannot have any column that is already defined in the head.
Yeah.
But, for example, we have exception for that. I told the last time I spoke what is exception. Can you check how far did you remember the three exceptions that we have?
That sorry,
we must have the same column as an exception for that rule. Can you tell me which column must have the same name in the extension, inside the extension? Or perhaps not the same name, but the same column. Same content.
Full ID.
Full ID, exactly. Selector.
Selector. Yeah.
Var table. And the extend TB. Extend TB. Why you need extend TB? Because if this particular table that you are working, it should not be the extended details. It should be a separate extension only for accounting.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
You should have the extension table just for accounting. But for saving time, we combine the accounting portion that you need with the details extension.
Mm-hmm.
For temporary practical reasons. Okay, just to save time. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if you have another extension called accounting, event accounting, and also event details. Then, see if you have some information details that need additional information inside the accounting details, event accounting. You need to enter in the column extend TB. You need to put the name for the extension in the extend TB column. Now you got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you need to have that column, the same column, same name inside each extension, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you choose. However, we don't need anything else. So, in the concept, I did a cleanup. We need to have the head table as simple and as short as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because the extension will have an enormous amount of records. So since you're going to have enormous, this will be the largest table in our system. Since we're going to have enormous amount of events, we need to have events in such a way that we're going to have as little as possible empty columns. You understand? Because it makes mm-hmm. no sense to have a large table with lots of columns that will be empty or in blank or new. Makes no sense. So we need to have only the number of the columns that we really need in most records. So in most records, we need the creation date, right? We need description, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The R type. And basically, notes in case we need some extra. That's it. That's it. But then most records, you just created the first head and never need any more extended information for that record.
Mm-hmm.
Do we agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just simple event. You must record lots of events. Some people call now. You call the call center and you tell, oh, I'm recording quite.